WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's path toward reopening took a big step today. Starting on June 15th, daycare centers can fully reopen, and youth day camps will be permitted to start operations on July 6th. Governor Murphy will also allow organized sports to restart on June 22nd, but for now, sports will be limited to outdoors, and there can be no contact drills or activities. And Murphy says he also expects to raise the limits on indoor gathering restrictions by the weekend of June 12th, although he didn't say when or by how much. This would allow for the expansion of religious services, which right now are limited to 10 people indoors. Where do we rank? Still first in the nation in terms of hospitalized patients per 100,000 residents, down to fourth in newly reported deaths per 100,000, ticking up to eighth as of numbers three yesterday in new cases per 100,000. But on that same rate basis, Governor Murphy says we have improved to second in the number of tests available. The novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 showed up in the U.S. no earlier than mid-January, somewhere in a three-week window between then and early February before travel to and from China was cut off, according to the most comprehensive federal study so far of the virus's timing. Some have claimed infections were spreading as early as last November. Reduced school aid figures were announced Thursday by the Murphy administration. Treasury Department official Lynn Azarkey says education aid overall will be flat, although the state is making adjustments in accordance with the funding formula.
The overfunded districts will still see the same reduction as they would have. The winning districts will just win by a little bit less.
Around two-thirds of school districts will receive more than next year than they are currently, but those increases, on average, will be about two-thirds smaller than promised in February before the pandemic wrecked state finances. Saying it has not adequately responded to the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump announcing the U.S. will terminate its relationship with the World Health Organization. Trump today says the U.S. contributes about $450 million to the organization, while China, whom he says has great control over it, gives only about $40 million. Will the weather clear up in time for a second attempt at launching the SpaceX rocket at Cape Canaveral? Canceled with 17 minutes to go on Wednesday, it was rescheduled to tomorrow but could be pushed to Sunday with storms in the area. It would be the first launch of NASA astronauts from within the U.S. in nearly a decade. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. A pretty good weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 406. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Your weekend forecast looks pretty good as the sun comes out and humidity drops dramatically, but we're not there yet. One more push of showers and thunderstorms likely for tonight, and those storms may be on the strong side, especially in northwestern New Jersey. No matter what those raindrops do, whether or not they fizzle as they approach the coast, it's still going to be muggy tonight. Lows fall only into the upper 60s. Then tomorrow, clearing the sunshine with falling humidity. Still warm for your Saturday with highs near 80. Sunday will be the cooler day of the weekend. Highs lower 70s, but still lots of sunshine and a refreshing breeze. Partly sunny on Monday with highs again near 70. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by the New Jersey Lottery. Got a bucket list? Okay, now imagine if you won the $336 million Mega Millions jackpot. With all those millions, your wildest dreams could become a mega reality. So take a chance on Mega Millions, because anything can happen in Jersey. Keensburg, 83 degrees. Cherry Hill, 85. Morristown, 84. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.